This is Twit.
Hi, Jim. Leo Laporte, the tech guy. Thanks, Kim.
Hi, Leo. Thanks for taking my call. What you were saying, I bought a couple of those S8 phones, and when I was transferring info from my old phone to the new one, the fella at AT&T that was helping me said, you don't need to transfer malware bytes, and the new phones, these phones don't need any virus protection.
Yeah.
It didn't sound right to me.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, I would never recommend any antivirus for smartphones because antiviruses of dubious value even on a desktop computer. And on the smartphone, they're less so because the Android and iOS were designed in much more recent era when, you know, viruses were understood, and they do plenty of things to protect you. For instance, on all phones with Google's Android operating system, the software you download is scanned automatically by Google before you download it. You'll notice on these Samsung phones, Samsung did a deal with Lookout. It's a lot like the old days when you'd get an HP computer that'd have McAfee on it. First thing I do is disable Lookout as well, because Lookout is essentially doubles, you know, does this, it's redundant. It does the same thing Google's already doing. So you don't need to take any extra precautions. The only real precaution on any Android phone really comes down to two things. First of all, only buy Android phones from companies that pledge, that commit to promptly push the monthly security updates from Google. Now, I also have a Galaxy S8. I got the S8 Plus, also got it from AT&T. Disabled all the, you know, AT&T stuff I could. Disabled Lookout. Did not put malware bytes or any other antivirus on there. However, I was very pleased when a couple of days after I bought it, I did get an update that was the latest security update. So it's updated through April, which is very good. We'll watch with interest to see if that continues. There should be a May update in June, just like Windows. If that's the case, that's the only other thing you need to do then. You know, you want to buy, I guess, you know, in the first part, you want to buy a phone from a company that says, yes, we're going to make sure those updates get pushed out, and from a carrier that says we won't get in the way of them. Sometimes Verizon and others get in the way. And then secondly is just be careful what you install from the App Store. There has been, and there still is, malware discovered in the App Store. There was just a bunch of malware discovered the other day. Usually it's kind of the junky apps that you're not going to download. It's not Facebook and Instagram and stuff like that. In this case, the most recent plague was from game guides. You know, if you search for a well-known game, you search for Clash of Clans, you'll find Clash of Clans, the real game, but mostly you'll find Clash of Clans add-ons, Clash of Clans cheats, Clash of Clans. Boy, I had to pick Clash of Clans. Huh? I couldn't have picked Ebony or something. Clash of Clans reference guides. And in fact, that's what the new, and they've been all blocked from the App Store. But people who had downloaded these reference guides to games might have been bit. So just don't get stuff from shady sources. Stick with the mainstream apps. And then Android is perfectly secure. It's nothing to worry about if those two things are in the case.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Do you have time for a second quick question?
Yes, I do. But first, let me ask you one. How do you like your S8?
Oh, I love it. I got the Plus for my wife and the 8 for me, and I love the screen. Everything about it is so advanced over the other ones like you were talking about earlier.
I love the bezel-less design. I mean, they really use that whole front for the screen almost, and it's amazing. Yeah. Yeah, good. I'm glad you like it.
I like going on sites, you know, that are interesting and usually have other viruses and stuff on them. And I use that Spy Hunter 4, and I really have found it removes a lot of stuff. And all the comparisons with, like, PC Medic and Malware Bytes and things, they never compare against Spy Hunter 4. And when I run both of them, it finds so much more than they do. Do you have any opinion on the quality of those?
It's a little self-serving when a antivirus announces, look at all the stuff we've found, especially if it finds more stuff than the other guys. Then there's some question about whether it's finding real things or fake things. The Spy Hunter 4, which comes from Enigma, is anti-malware. It's on the order of Malware Bytes or, you know, any of the big name antiviruses. I'm going to reiterate my advice. Even on the desktop, it's foolish to rely on an antivirus. In fact, I don't recommend antiviruses for two reasons. One, it gives you false hope. Remember, I was, you know, just talking about this document thing on the Macintosh. No antivirus hits it. It finds it. And that's really the case. Viruses spread so fast now. They spread before the antivirus is updated. It can't be updated fast enough, which means you're going to get infected. And so you, many people do what you just said you do. You go to sketch sites because I got an antivirus. That's really a mistake. And the antivirus has given you false confidence. The other problem is that increasingly we're seeing antiviruses be vectors, doors open to malware. And that's because in order for an antivirus to work on a desktop operating system, it has to hook in at a very low level. And so virus authors say, oh, I don't have to do so much work. I'll just hook into McAfee or Norton, and I'll use the fact that they're already in the kernel to launch my attack. So over the last year, we've seen at least three different antivirus programs be used as a front door to bad guys. In other words, two things. It gives you false hope because it doesn't work. And two, it's actually making your machine less secure. I'll add a third one. In many cases, it makes your machine less reliable and causes problems. Almost always, the first thing I do when somebody's having a problem getting online, I say, is disable your security software. Don't waste your money on antiviruses. They don't help. Practice safe computing.